This is the Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio.
I'm going across the sea, gone forevermore. Fare thee well, my pretty little miss. I'm going across the sea,
gone across the sea. I'm gone forevermore. Fare thee well, my pretty little miss. I'm going across the sea.
Well, I wish that I had a nickel, wish that I had a dime, wish that I had a pretty little girl, I'd kiss her all the time.
Gone across the sea, I'm gone forevermore. Fare thee well, my pretty little miss, I'm gone across the sea.
Well, the ship, she lies at harbor, and won't you go with me? I've got rambling on my mind, I'm going across the sea.
Going across the sea, I'm gone forevermore. Fare thee well, my pretty little miss, I'm going across the sea. Sea, I'm gone forevermore. across the sea. I'm gone forevermore. Fare thee well, my pretty little miss. I'm gone across the sea.
Well,
I'm gone across the sea. I'm gone forevermore. Fare thee well, my pretty little miss. I'm gone across the sea.
It's Lauren Brunig, Jeremy Carter Gordon, Lynn Mahoney Rowan, and Will Thomas Rowan. Together they are Windborne, appropriately perhaps doing the tune Going Across the Sea that was recorded on their Lay Around That Shack album. And they've just been doing lots of travels across the sea. Is that why you started us up with that tune, Jeremy?
Yeah, we just got back from a 5-week tour in England, Scotland, and Wales, and definitely been on the road a bunch, and this is our first time meeting each other after a couple of weeks rest from that tour. So it's nice to be thinking about those travels even when we're home.
Well, welcome to the Folk Show. It's great to have you here today. Thank you for coming.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah,
glad to be here.
Now, of course, we can't really appropriately meet Windborne without talking about the birthing of Windborne. So who wants to tell that story?
Well, this is Lauren here. There's a lot of pieces that go into how Windborne got together, but a big part of it was a singing camp that we all attended as teenagers called Village Harmony, which is based in Vermont but runs camp programs for teens and adults all over New England as well as around the world. And the way Village Harmony works is that they'll bring teachers from traditional music cultures, both in the U.S. and around the world. They'll bring those teachers to New England to teach camps, as well as leading study groups to places like Bulgaria or South Africa or Corsica. And that's a program that all of us did as teenagers. Lynn and Will actually met there. And then after a couple of summers of singing together, Lynn and Will and I decided that just singing during the summer wasn't enough. And we began to sing just for fun, hanging out as friends, and gave our first concert as Windborne, as just the three of us, in 2004. And Jeremy joined us in 2013, about 5 years ago, and we couldn't get rid of him, so he's been with us ever since.
Now, there's a trip called Northern Harmony. Is that something like Village Harmony? Is that a different version of it?
Yeah, so Northern Harmony is the semi-professional branch of Village Harmony. It's usually alums of the Village Harmony singing camps. It's a different group every time, so they tour about every 18 months, and it's sort of a by-invitation alumni group that does much longer tours, and we've all performed and toured with them as well. They usually tour in England and other parts of Europe.
Now, Brendan Tafey's been on the program before. He had something to do with Village Harmony as well, right?
Yep, he's been a teacher for them. Lynn and Will and Jeremy all teach for Village Harmony now as well. So it's an organization that was part of our past and very much also a part of our present.
There is a real scene going on over in the Brattleboro area. So
oh,
you
totally.
Folks are all
yes,
kind
exactly.
of steeped in that scene that's happening over there.
Very much so.
Now, Will, you've been involved with the Revels, is that right?
Actually, both Lynn and I have been involved with Revels North up in Hanover. For a number of years, we sang in the show. We were sort of did solo parts as well as helping to coach the chorus. It started because they were looking for somebody to coach French pronunciation for a Quebecois show, and I came in and helped with that, and then we just sort of really clicked with the director at the time, And so the next year, she brought Lynn on as well, and so for about 5 years, we worked with them with the chorus and as soloists.
Are you still based out of Brattleboro, or are you here and there? Or how do you all kind of converge to do what you do?
Yeah, we sort of think of Brattleboro as our spiritual home. Someone in the group has lived in Brattleboro, I think, all the time that the group has been together, but it's not been the same person, and people have sort of shuffled in and out. We've crossed several states and countries living in other places, but that's sort of the center of the orbit, if you will. So we keep coming back there.
This is the Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio. It's a real treat to have Windborne in our studio. How about another tune, and then we'll come back and get to know you a little bit better.
Yeah, so we just talked about Village Harmony and that sparking our interest in music from other cultures. And so we're going to sing one of those songs. We're going to sing a song in Occitan, which is a language, a minority language spoken in the south of France. It used to be quite widely spoken. And it tells the story of an old woman, La Vieille is the old woman. And she's about 80 years old, and she decides it's time to get married. So she goes to a dance, and she strides up to a handsome young gentleman and says, "Hey, would you like to get married?" And he's thinking about it, and he says, "Well, you need to show me your teeth first." And so she laughs and opens her mouth and shows him both of her teeth. And anyway, decides that it's fine, and they go, and there's a lovely wedding on a Monday, but sadly a funeral on the Tuesday. And it's sort of a strange little song, and it's called La Vieille.
D'une Paris, là une la vieille, quand passe un serein chantant, tant, 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 mousant. Quand passe un serein chantant, tant, 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 mousant. Mais la vieille, c'est vrai dansant, ça c'est au prochain galant, tant, tant, mousant. Ça c'est au prochain galant, tant, tant, mousant. Mais galant, c'est m'espouse, ti frère, c'è ma chantant, tant, tant, mousa, ti frère, c'è ma chantant, tant, tant, mousa. Mais
y'en est près, ni pas la vieille, qu'elle lit d'olande, l'aide, 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 l'aide,
Mais là, une qui est librando, l'autre va en cascaillant, tant, tant, mousa. L'autre va en cascaillant, tant, tant, mousa. Mais le galant porte la vieille à l'église de Saint-Jean, tant, tant, mousa. À l'église de Saint-Jean, tant, tant, mousa. Verde de blanco, aime pas de galabant, tant, tant, mousa. Aime pas de galabant, tant, tant, mousa. Mais
c'est le dino,
c'est la spousado.
Loup du mal enterrera, tant, tant, mousa. Loup du mal enterrera, tant, tant, mousa.
Da questo vieio, n'aura uno de quinjan, tant, tant, mousa. N'aura uno de quinjan, tant, tant, mousa.
That's Windborn here on the Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio. We're going to take a short break, and we're going to come back right here.
What really matters as the midterm elections take shape?
So much chatter about a blue wave.
A lot of Republican members of Congress
lost 25 House seats and 2 Senate seats.
And what's it all mean for you, for your family, for your country? Morning Edition reports what's really happening so you get a clearer picture. Listen every day.
Morning Edition here at New Hampshire Public Radio. Support for NHPR comes from you, our listeners and friends of Norris Cotton Cancer Center, hosting the 37th annual Proudie Touched by Cancer Bike Walk Row or Golf to Fight Cancer. July 14th in Hanover. Registration at theproudie.org. This is the Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio, and our guests in the studio, Windborn. It's such a treat to be able to nail them down to a time to get them all together. We've been hoping to get Windborn in the studio for quite a long time now, so it's finally happening, and it is a real treat. They have a lot of shows that we do want to make sure that we talk about, and also some albums under the belt. So you just released number four, is that correct? Number four together? And there's right? And so talk to us a little bit about this most recent project. It's a songbook and an album, and it's an album of social struggle, and it's called Song on the Times. What's that all about?
Yeah, that's exactly right. You mentioned it's a songbook and album of social struggle, and it was really about 2 years ago we started thinking about what we could do as musicians to address some of the issues that we see in our country, in the world today, issues of social and economic inequality, of discrimination, some of these problems that we face, and we said, you know, we're artists, we're musicians, and we're singers, and that's how we should be addressing these things. We found this song that turned into the title track, Song on the Times, that was written in the 1840s in the UK. And the words of the song were just so relevant to what was going on now that we couldn't help but sing it. And people kept responding to it. And it was like, wow, this is 170 years old, but it feels like it could have been written last week. The same struggles of the rich becoming richer and the poor becoming poorer. And the issues in society that creates. And we kept finding more and more of these songs that had that pattern of being from past movements for social struggle, for workers' rights, for people's rights, for women's rights. And we started singing those and in some cases updating them for today. And it grew, and then eventually it became a full album, and then it became an album that had a book where we worked with an artist to create these illustrated song sheets in this beautiful sort of old broadside ballad-inspired style. And we worked with a bunch of different guest authors, musicians and activists and historians and scholars to write essays talking about the context of some of these songs. And that's sort of what's grown into the project that we're now have out called Song on the Times.
How about playing something from that album?
Yeah, that sounds good. So we're going to sing you a song that comes from, again, the 1840s in England. And it's a song that really jumped this, sort of kickstarted this album to success. We were, a year ago January, just releasing, or just put up Indiegogo crowdfunding campaign to raise money to record the book, record the album and print the book. And we were hoping to maybe print 150 or 200 of these books, and we're going to stitch them together by hand and have them for our family and friends and local community, people that have seen us perform. Windborne's been together for a long time, but we've really been doing it for about 2 weeks out of most years. It's been a very sort of part-time thing. And we were in New York doing a gig and said, you know what, we have this book and album of songs of social struggle from the past. What we need to do for today's music, protest music, is to go down to Fifth Avenue and sing one of these songs outside of this particularly shiny tower on Fifth Avenue. I'll leave you to fill in the blanks on that one. And we sang this song and took a little video of just the last verse that was seen by over a million people on Facebook and YouTube. And where we were planning on printing 200 books, we got 2,600 people supporting the project from every state in the country and 22 other countries besides that. So it's really what's launched us. And the song comes from England, and it's from the Chartist movement there. And it's called Song of the Lower Classes. And unfortunately, the text of the song has remained relevant enough over the interceding time that people have added verses to it, and we've continued in that tradition. So this is Song of the Lower Classes.
We plow and sow, we are so low that we delve in the dirty clay, till we bless the plain with golden grain and the vale with the fragrant hay. Our place we know, we are so low down at the landlord's feet. We're not too low, the bread to grow, but too low the bread to eat. We're low, we are so low, yet from our fingers glide the silken flow and the robes that glow around the limbs of the sons of pride. And what we get and what we give, we know and we know our share. We're not too low the cloth to weave, but too low the cloth to wear. Down, down we go, we are so low, to the hell of the deep-sunk mine. But we gather the proudest gems that glow when the crown of the despot shines. Whenever he lacks upon our backs fresh loads he deigns to lay, we're far too low to vote the tax, but not too low to pay. We're low as to war we go, to fight some foreign country that was yesterday our greatest friend, but today's our enemy. God bless our boys, the papers scream, praise them, the churchmen cry. When the war is won and home we come, who cares if we live or die? We're low, so low, into boats we go to flee war in our home country. And we'll try to make a better life when we land across the sea. But it's send them back, the press cries out, back to where they came. We're far too low to feed and clothe, but not too low to blame. We are so low, but soon we know that the low folk will arise, and the tyrants in their towers of gold shall hear the people's cries. No more shall they hold us in thrall, their lies we will not heed. But every heart shall hear the call, and the people will be free.
Song of the Lower Classes, from Winborn's album Song on the Times, here on The Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio. This album has some of my favorite tunes on it. It includes Bread and Roses, based on the Oppenheim poem. Have you ever been to the Bread and Roses Festival in Lawrence, Massachusetts? It happens on Labor Day.
Yeah, no, we haven't. We would love to get there. And
you should take a spot on that. I've seen Cy Conn there, I think, in the past, yeah. And possibly Emma's Revolution.
Uh-huh.
And I can certainly see Winborn taking a place on this stage somewhere around. Also, other tunes that are included, certainly not the only ones. Which Side Are You On? I always enjoyed that tune. And Fire in the Hole, another one of my favorites that's included with the songbook. Now, can folks, people can see the video that you did at that shiny tower on your website, which is winbornsingers.com. You can see that video there. And did you make a few more copies of this aside from just for family and friends, or were you able to produce a few more than
that? We made a couple more, so they are available on our website. And we are also taking them with us to all of our gigs, so people can see them in person if they see us live, and get them online if they can't make it to one of our shows.
Yeah, and it's Winborn Singers, W-I-N-D-B-O-R-N-E. There's an E at the end of that, Winborn. sometimes throws people off. So if you're looking for the book, that's where you can find it.
The book also includes essays from some of your favorite folks, like Tony Barrand was one of the contributors to the album. Eliza Carthy, also one of the contributors. Some great folks made a contribution to the Song on the Times songbook and album of Social Struggle. Now, folks, you can find Winborne at some places not too far away from us. Now, the 16th, they're going to be in Morristown, New Jersey, and we do have people that stream our program, so perhaps we have somebody that's listening right now in New Jersey at this very time, or they might just be going through. But also, you're going to be hanging out over at the Burren at part of their Backroom series, and that's on the 20th in Somerville, not too far away. Yeah. And a really great festival that's happening is Old Songs. So have you been to Old Songs before in Altamont?
Not as performers.
Well, it's hard to probably grow up in this whole shape note singing realm and doing this great harmony and old time music without having at least attended Old Songs, correct?
We're very excited to get to go to Old Songs as performers. Yeah, several of us grew up going to Old Songs a lot as teenagers, and some of our favorite bands we've seen on that stage. It's going to be really wild to get to be on the other side of that. We're absolutely thrilled. I mean, as Jeremy mentioned, Winborne was, we were just four friends who really enjoyed singing together, and it was very much a side project. But after that video went viral on YouTube, this has become our full-time job. So now we tour much more than just a couple weeks out of the year, as Jeremy was saying before. We're touring all the time, except for a couple breaks we give ourselves now and then. but we're really on the road all the time and getting to go to a lot of these festivals that that we've only been to before as attendees. So it's very exciting.
I have to tell you, Lynn, I'm glad you clarified that, because I was starting to feel like only a couple times a year and they sound that good.
Yeah, no, that's confusing. It used to be a side project. And the thing about the Song on the Times project is it not only and that song that we sang, Song of the Lower Classes, not only changed the scope of the Song on the Times project from a couple hundred books to 5,000 is what we ended up printing, which wasn't said. Yeah, 5,000 books. But it also changed the scope of Winborne and who we are and how much of our lives we spend doing this. Before, we had, other jobs. we were not full-time musicians, and now we made the decision about a year ago, as we saw how much momentum this project was getting, to make this not only the music but also the message, to make that our full-time mission, because we not only believe in music and in the arts and in singing with each other and with other people, but we also believe in the message, the messages of equality and power to the people. So that's what we're doing.
And it really speaks to sort of people's desire to have some kind of music in the movements that are happening now. I mean, there's so much going on. And people just started writing to us, being like, hey, can you come and sing these songs? Can you come and teach these songs? We also do a lot of workshops and teaching as well. And it was really sort of a people-generated movement for us as well, which is very exciting.
So harmony is one thing when you're talking about musicality, but harmony is another thing when you're talking about culture. So it's really kind of neat to see you carrying these messages that mean more than just singing in tune.
Yeah, and we really see, so I mean, our repertoire is pretty diverse and somewhat eclectic, given that we've got this collection of songs of social struggle. We also sing a lot of old-time tunes. You mentioned Shape Note, you know, Appalachian ballads, as well as this repertoire that sort of grew out of our experience with Village Harmony, musics from places all over the world. So we sing music from Corsica and the Republic of Georgia, the Occitan piece that we sang, Quebec, Basque Country. And we really see that music as part of this mission of sort of cross-cultural communication and building bridges through the arts. It's wonderful to sing and wonderful to listen to, but we think that that's really part of this building community mission that we have.
Jeremy, your background was in dance anthropology. Is that correct? Do you bring dance to this, to the Winborne stage at all?
We've occasionally done that. We were on a tour in 2014, sort of our first major tour with the four of us, which is through the U.S. State Department with a program called American Music Abroad. And we had the opportunity to basically go to different countries. We went to Turkmenistan, Kyrgyzstan in Central Asia, and then Angola in Southern Africa. And we're going to these countries as musical ambassadors. So we're doing concerts, but not only that, we're also doing workshops with school children and with English language learners and collaborations with local musicians in all of those places. And on that tour, we had a lot of fun. We ended up going to some dance classes for some kids, some for dance teachers, and ended up doing a bit of clogging, doing a bit of like New England contra dance, and that was really fun. And we ended up putting a little bit of dance into that show as well, because it was sort of this display of where we come from, which all of us grew up with dancing as well as music in our lives.
We're going to take a short break and then come back and visit a little bit more with Windborne here at New Hampshire Public Radio. Next Sunday night on The Folk Show, our guest will be Caroline Cotter. Her new album is called Home on the River, and she'll join us for some music and conversation in our studio. That's next Sunday during the 9 o'clock hour here at NHPR. Support for NHPR comes from you, our listeners, and from the Palace Theater, presenting 42nd Street, featuring song and dance in an American dream story. Now playing through June 23rd. Tickets at palacetheater.org. You're listening to The Folk Show here at New Hampshire Public Radio, and our guest in the studio, Windborne. Their new recording and songbook called Song on the Times, a songbook and album of social struggle. They're going to play another tune for us here on The Folk Show. What are you going to play next?
Yeah, well, you mentioned Bread and Roses is one of your favorites, and it's become one of our favorites off this album as well. Many people out there do know the story of it, but it comes from Lawrence, Massachusetts in the early 1900s. And the movement came to be known as the Bread and Roses Strike because of a speech given by the great union activist and organizer Rose Schneiderman, who said in her speech, "What the woman that labors wants is the right to live, not simply exist. The right to life, as the rich woman has the right to life, and the sun, and music, and art. The worker must have bread, but she must have roses, too." And we in Windborne believe that this sentiment that working class people deserve not just the means of sustenance, the bread, but also the things that make life worth living, the roses, is still something that's very much worth fighting for today. And we felt particularly strongly about including Bread and Roses in the Song on the Times project, because for us it represents not just a piece about workers' rights, but also the intersection of women's rights and immigrant rights, since the textile industry in New England in the early 1900s was mostly women workers and many of them also immigrants. So this is our particular take on Bread and Roses.
As we go marching, marching in the beauty of the day, a million darkened kitchens, a thousand mill lofts gray, are touched with all the radiance that a sudden sun discloses. For the people hear us singing, bread and roses, bread and roses.
As we go marching, marching in the beauty of the day, a million darkened kitchens, a thousand mill lofts gray, are touched with all the radiance that a sudden sun discloses. For the people hear us singing, bread and roses, bread and roses. As we go marching, marching, we fight for children too, for they are watching, learning, and they'll make the world anew. Our lives shall not be sweated from birth until life closes, Hearts starve as well as bodies. Give us bread, but give us roses. As we go marching, marching, unnumbered women dead go crying through our singing their ancient cry for bread. Small art and love and beauty, their drudging spirits new.
Yes,
it is bread we fight for, but we fight for roses too. As we go marching, marching, together we stand tall. For the rising of the women means the rising of us all. No more the drudge and idler tend their toil where one reposes, but a sharing of life's glories, bread and roses, bread and roses, bread and roses, bread and roses.
Bread and Roses, the Windborne version, recorded on their album, which is called Song on the Times. And it also includes a songbook with the album, Songbook and Album of Social Struggle. I want to make sure you know that you can find out more about the album and maybe even get one for your own music library by visiting windbornesingers.com. Now, what do circus, trapeze, and musical composition have in common? Can you tell me, Lauren?
Lauren,
they have in common, Lauren.
Yes, I'm the common link. I mean, in my other life, I am a circus artist. I teach and perform a lot of aerial acts, so it's most of the stuff that hangs from the ceiling. And for me, the intersection between music and circus really comes in performance, really being able to connect with the music that I'm using on stage. And that's, you know, I came to circus fairly late in life, all things considered, and didn't have a background in gymnastics or dance that a lot of people who learn circus do. But I found that my background in music has really shaped the way that I perform. So I guess that's sort of the commonality for me.
Well, I was thinking about performance studies, and I know you have that in common with Lynn Mahoney Rowan, also studied extensively in performance studies. Is that how you met Will? Was that Marlboro College and the performance and composition and all that?
Will and I met years before college at the camp that Lauren was telling you about earlier called Village Harmony. Yeah.
And then you just continued those interests and through to Windborne.
Yeah, I mean, music and performing of various kinds, theater, has always been a passion of mine and has influenced everything that I have done.
You studied in Corsica. How did your study in Corsica inform what you're doing with this group?
That's actually a really great question. The music of Corsica is really unique in that the traditional songs are not notated and they are not even in a very set rhythm. And it's a little bit improvised. The way those songs work, there's a bare-bones structure and sort of roles that you play, and you move through the song as a group, and it's not as simple as you learn your part separately by and then just put it together. It really is a conversation as you're singing those songs. And so in order to learn how to sing Corsican music, one really has to learn how to listen. And one really has to learn how to communicate with your singing partners. And so that has been huge for Windborne because with any four-part harmony, you have to be able to listen to each other. And I think that is true with us as a group, not only when we sing, but also when we do all sorts of traveling and teaching and anything else that we do together.
One thing I do notice about this form is that, you know, it does roll. Whereas, you know, when you have a director, they may be bringing you back together to accentuate the final note, whereas there are no, doesn't seem like there are complete sentences in a lot of what you're doing because it does roll from one piece to the next, which makes it very rich and very layered.
Yeah, people ask us a lot who's the leader in Windborne, and we are really a leaderless quartet. We're very collaborative in everything that we do. When we arrange a new piece, usually what happens is that someone comes with a melody that they want to sing, and we do a lot of improvising of harmony parts around that. And some stuff sounds great, and some stuff sounds not so great, and we keep the things that we like, and that's sort of how our arrangement process goes. And we, you know, the members of Windborne have different amounts of sort of musical theory, ranging from Will, who has a master's in choral conducting, to the rest of us that have various degrees of non-degrees, just experiential learning. And so sometimes we make use of Will's extensive theory knowledge by playing with like specific chords that we want to refine, but a lot of it is just this collaborative experimental process until we find the thing that really feels like Windborne, and it's not something that any one of us could create by ourselves.
So what's next? So you've done this project with the songbook, and I know you've got some tour dates set up, at least through the summer. So what's next on the Windborne timeline?
Yeah, so we became full-time doing Windborne full-time in November, and had the great honor and fortune of being in Brian O'Donovan's Christmas Celtic Sojourn, which is a big Christmas show in Boston at the Cutler Majestic Theater with a wonderful cast. And so we recently confirmed that we're doing that again, so we'll be looking forward to that in the winter. And we're also decided quite recently to continue on touring. This is sort of an experiment these 6 months, and so we're going to keep touring in the fall and have some dates around New England for sure, and we'll be touring down south, I think, going sort of down the East Coast and a little bit further than we've gone before, and then looking forward to maybe another West Coast tour in the spring. And but basically we're going to try and keep bringing this music and this message to as many folks as we can around the country and around the world, because it continues to be an important thing, both musically and for the message.
WindborneSingers.com is where you can go to find out where they'll be next. That's WindborneSingers.com. I sure do appreciate you stopping in today. Can you leave us with one more?
Sure, we'll take you out with a track off of our album called Lay Around That Shack, which is all English and American folk music. And this is a piece, a British folk song by the great Cyril Tawney. It's a Grey Funnel Line.
Don't mind the rain or the rolling sea. Never worries me, but the hardest time in a sailor's day is to watch the sun as she dies away. Here's one more day on the gray funnel line. Oh Lord, if dreams were only real, I'd have my that wooden wheel, and with all my heart I'd turn around. and tell the boys that we're homeward bound. Here's one more day on the gray funnel line. I'll pass the time like some machine until blue to green, then I'll dance on down that walk ashore and sail the gray funnel line no more. Here's one
Funnel Line, that tune available by Winborne on their Lay Around That Shack album. It's the ballad of a sailor's lament at the closing of the day, and I'm afraid we have to close this visit with Winborne, with hopes, though, that they'll come back and visit us again here at the Folk Show. Do you think that might be possible?
I think so. Thank you so much for having us.
The new album is called Song on the Times. It includes a songbook. It's the songbook and album of social struggle. Thanks again to Winborne.
Thanks for having us, Kate.
This is The Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio. Support for NHPR comes from you, our listeners, and DSP Shows, presenting singer-songwriter Gordon Lightfoot. The legend lives on tour at the Capital Center for the Arts, Friday, June 22nd. Tickets at ccanh.com.